Blog Talk Radio.
All right. Yeah. Hey, everybody. Kalen Patterson. Midwest Wassel, P4P Real Talk. And I just totally lip synced at Midwest Wassel. I don't know what happened with that, but it did. Well, anywho, this program is sponsored by P4P Wassel. I don't know why I said it that way today, but anyway. The number one drug-free sponsorship foundation in todo el mundo. Yes. And you know you like it like that. And if you're a drug-free athlete and looking for a solid foundation to stand on and a vehicle to drive your goals like what the right?
Hoodie-hoo! Like a Mack truck through ice cream.
Yeah, we got that extra crack and fire.
You weren't expecting that tonight, were you?
I was not expecting that. Where did that come from? That's all right. I have no idea.
I don't know, but every once in a while, you just have to have a good hootie hoo in the mix.
You duty do have to have the hootie hoo. Well, anyway, of course, it's time for the chit chatter with the banter, but you can also go to p4p.com. Muscle.com and check us out. But we still have time for the chit-chatter and the banter. Hello, Desiree.
Hello, and happy almost Thanksgiving, folks. This is your pre-Thanksgiving show with Desiree and Kalen. So glad you could join us. And you know what? I mean, we always have a ton to be thankful for. I do too. And the KP, while we are in the spirit, why don't you go ahead and kick off our parade of thankfulness this evening?
Yes. I just want to thank all the listeners. I mean, we say it all the time, but honestly, you guys keep us on our toes, obviously. We don't always agree with everything, but we're still thankful to have you. And we're thankful that you tuned in to even want to debate with some of the things that we talk about. It's really informative. We don't know everything, but we're so glad that we have so many listeners that chime in and help us out along the way. So I'm really thankful for that. That's my first thing, Des. What about you?
And I want to say I feel the same way Kalen does about our listeners. I'm going to be thankful to Bill this evening, who has already wrote in and said, have you guys started the rum and eggnog already? Well, Bill, I would like to be able to blame it on the alcohol, but since neither of us drink, we're just going to have to fess up and be like, this is just it. This is what you get with Kalen and Desiree. The zaniness
is
real. No alcohol required. But really, we've been doing this. We're going to be going on our sixth year in 2019,
wow,
which is totally amazing to me. I can't believe we even made it past one. And now we are, where are we? Are we over 20,000 listeners yet? We're approaching that number if we're not. I'm behind. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're approaching 22,000. So awesome. So thank you so much, guys. Follow the numbers like that. Like Kalen said, I'm just amazed that, A, you guys listen, and, B, you're paying attention and would even care to comment and or, sometimes call us to the table on things that we're saying and make sure it's correct and all of that great kind of stuff. So I love it. I am thankful for the Lord, my family, Kalen Patterson, my co-host, my health. I mean, just I wake up every morning and I am thankful. I am thankful because, we can't take life for granted because some folks, they don't have that opportunity to wake up and take another day for granted because it's done for them. And so you just really have to take a step back and just, soak it all in and really think about that. What a tremendous amount of faith. I mean, even those, I'm not going to make this a long soapbox, but even those who don't believe in God, faith, even the act of having faith comes from God. And there's a lot of people that don't believe it, but those people still have a tremendous amount of faith to go to sleep at night and think they're going to wake up the next morning because that's not a guarantee. That is not a guarantee. That is actually a living act of faith. You have faith that when you close your eyes, you're going to wake up the next day and carry out all of the things, on our to-do list and in our calendars and scheduled into our phones. And that's just a tremendous act of faith. So be thankful for the breath in your lungs, for sure. If nothing else is going right, you at least have that. And it can only get better from there. KP?
Well, honestly, I can segue this one to perfectly. I'm not going to use names because this is a personal moment, and I would not share the person's name because they have gone through something that's really, really hard because the holidays hit home for some people, and some people get really depressed. They get really down, and they feel very alone because they've been isolated away from life. And I had a friend of a friend reach out to me and say, hey, you know, you're always so upbeat, positive, and outgoing. And I said, well, that's nothing but God that feeds me, that Holy Spirit. And she was asking, you know, if I could reach out to one of her friends that we both know, because she had just been hit with some devastating news this past month where everybody's waiting for, you know, the year to get by. This woman's holding on every day because her uncle has been diagnosed with liver and pancreatic cancer. And it's going to, you know, be life-ending. And then her nephew basically tried to kill himself for being bullied at school. And these were two things that happened back-to-back. She took it really, really hard. And so, you know, her friend asked me to reach out because she says, you always have the right words, and they're not mine. They're God-given. So I can't take credit for it, but I do depend on him for that faith, like Des was saying, and that strength. And you are supposed to share it with others. And if you're going to be thankful, you're going to be asked to do some things that basically you can be thankful for because you've been through the quote-unquote fire, and you've come out with God being on your side and getting through it, and you guys share that experience with others. And it's not easy to sit with someone and speak to them on such matters, but you're going to have to do it because, you know, they don't have anyone else or that source to reach out to. And that's something to be thankful for. You know, we should be thankful. Yeah, we can be there for others. And that's our duty in life if we're going to be holding on to that. And it's a lot of – it can be a burden if you're not prepared. But if you are prepared, and, you know, Des and I share daily devotionals and we're uplifting each other because there is going to be tough times and there are going to be – things that get in the way of life. And, you know, I was thankful today because I could share a moment back to the Egyptian theater where we were all having fun and it was the last time Des and I were on stage together. But you can draw from those moments and experiences and realize, you know, there's going to be brighter days. There's going to be better days. And there's going to be people to share those times with to keep you going in life and keep you getting better. So, you know, if you get isolated and alone, it should be a time to worry because that's when, you know, the adversary does his best work on your mind,
yes,
your
indeed.
Body, and your soul. So, yeah, we should be thankful for each and every opportunity, and we should be thankful for being there for others because it's a requirement for one, but also it's going to happen in life where you have to be that person because you sure want help when you're down and out, and it's nice to be able to help others. Yes?
No doubt, and that just here reminds me of the scripture about the cords where it's talking about three strands and it says, you know, two are better than one because they have a good reward for their toil. For if they fall, one will lift up his fellow. But woe to him who is alone when he falls and has not another to lift him up. Again, if two lie together, they keep warm. But how can one keep warm alone? And though a man might prevail against one who is alone, two will withstand him. A threefold cord is not quickly broken. So, I mean, it's just a reminder that we were created to need each other. So be thankful for the people in your life. There are a lot of cringy people out there, a word my kids like to use, no doubt. But don't ever let yourself, you know, purposely let yourself be alone. Because that's not what it's all about. So do be thankful for the people in your life. And Sheldon, I am also thankful that you are thankful for us. KP, Sheldon says he's thankful for us too. So we're just having a thankful fest. And it's true. And it's true. Because we are here for you. And, you know, we draw our energy from you. So it is definitely a reciprocal relationship. So awesome. So anyway, there you have it. Kaylin, anything to add to that?
Yeah,
and there you have it. So, guys.
I tell you what.
So it is Thanksgiving, And today I found myself working with my husband. So I don't know. I mean, and okay, so I am thankful for my husband. I said my family, but I'm also thankful for my husband, which I'm not sure if many of you know, but he is a taxidermist. And he only does birds. And so today I was helping him in his shop. And lo and behold, what was I working on? I was working on a turkey. And what I mean by working on it, I do the washing and the drying. Corey is the artist. I just help prep the birds behind the scenes. And I just have to share this because this is popping in my head. But I remember a time when, way back when we were just first getting to know each other, and Corey was telling me about what he does as occupation. And of course I gave him that half blank, half bewildered look that most people give him when he says he's a taxidermist, because who on earth thinks about taxidermy or people who are taxidermists? It's just one of those things that you know that is out there, but you never really expect to meet someone who does that for a living, right? And so right. He was just talking about it, and he said to me, he's explaining that he's, you know, a 5-time world champion and this, that, and the next thing. And he says in a very sincere, earnest voice, he says, you know, so I'm really kind of a big deal. And, you know, he is. And I thought that was so cute. I mean, he wasn't being pompous or anything, but, you know, he was just trying to help me understand, you know, how good he really is in his field. So anyway, that popped in my head, and it's still as cute today as it was back then to me anyway. So I'm sharing that. So I was working on this turkey, right? And I don't know. I know you guys are probably all, that's my, hold not on, my husband. No, my husband was not the turkey.
There you go.
My husband was not the turkey. My husband was working on a turkey for a client.
Don't confuse the men.
Don't confuse the men. And I'm like, I know almost all of you out there probably have, those of you who celebrate Thanksgiving, because you know this is an international show.
Yes.
You know, you may have a turkey unthawing in your refrigerator right now. And so I thought it might be fun just to share a few quick facts about the turkey, courtesy of Corey Carruthers, Wildlife Illusions. He knows his birds inside and out. So there's a few things here that
good
I didn't
segue.
Even know. So while you're getting ready to baste and butter that bird, keep this in mind. First of all, I don't know how many of you have seen one in the wild, but they are really, their feathers are really beautiful. Now, I think the head is, okay, God forgive me, ugly as sin. But the
wow.
feathers are beautiful. And when it's like preened and puffed up, they are just a very impressive looking bird, and the feathers are almost like they're metallic almost. They like almost like bronze, and they can change color in the light. I mean, they really are beautiful. So here's a few things. So that head that I said was so ugly, it doesn't have feathers on it, guys. Okay, it just doesn't. But here's the crazy thing about it. It can actually change color. Sometimes they're red, sometimes they can be white, sometimes they can be, almost, no, the color is pretty, the head's not pretty, but the color like an aquamarine blue. So if they're scared, if they're relaxed, if they're excited, trying to attract a female, the head will change color. So if you Google like wild turkeys, which are brown, very few are white, usually only farm birds are white. The birds that are being bred for your dinner table are white. Turkeys have a beard, which grows on their chest. Sometimes they can have more than one. I don't know what that's about, but that's kind of crazy to me. And they can actually fly. They can actually fly. They can, not high, but they can fly distances, and they sleep in a tree. Okay?
I didn't know that.
And I know. And they have this little piece of skin on their head. It's called a snoot. And they can extend it or or contract it like in seconds. So it can be like long or short. And it's that usually that dangly piece that hangs
be
over
nice,
their beaks.
Be nice.
Hey, I am talking. You know what? I took all of birds for granted until I met Corey. But really, if you've never seen a lot of our flying fowl up close, they are amazing. Their colors are amazing. I mean, God is truly a creator. And even the simple turkey has amazing attributes to it. if you just look around in nature. I mean, a lot of birds' feathers are very colorful. They are metallic. We take them for granted because we only see them from underneath while they're flying above, and a lot of them we can't even really see the detail on them. But when you see them up close, it's ridiculous how varied they are. But anyway, I digress. I just wanted, in the Thanksgiving spirit, share a few fun facts about the focal point of your dinner. Of your Thanksgiving meal. So you can keep that in mind. A few things that you didn't know. So while, you know, if you ever have any useless trivia that you want to share, there you go. I just gave you several things that none of your friends are going to know. You'll be the life of the party, trust me. What's that, Kaylin?
Hey, we got a question saying, hey, this is sounding real good about all this bird stuff. But you guys got any info for what we should do during the holiday feastings? And Des, I think that segues perfectly. Oh, I'm sorry.
We do, guys. So we have thoughts. We have thoughts to share tonight. And, you know, usually we talk about how to survive the feasting. And I feel like we have covered that like a million and one times. But I know you guys still have questions or you still want to hear some of the same information we've talked about, because it really is just tried and true tips. They don't change. They don't get fancy. We just have to remember them and, you know, actually practice what we're talking about. On tonight's show, we do want to talk about some of those same tips, but I wanted to take it even a step further and talk about ways to stay healthy this season, not just survive the food, but actually stay healthy. So the first tip we want to talk about is actually going to be related to the food, and it is limit indulging to special days. So we know the holidays are coming, and people like to bring in food into the office left and right, baked this, bake that, candy this, wrap that, and it's going to be in your face. And the thought here is limit indulging to special days is you don't have to eat it. You don't have to eat it. You know Thanksgiving is coming, so limit your indulging to Thanksgiving Day or whatever day it is that you're celebrating. Maybe you can't get together until the day after, or it's the day before, whatever it is. But you know what? Allow yourself to have a treat, as Kaylin's post said. What did your post say today, Kaylin? It's Thanksgiving. Eat what you want. Eat all you want this Thanksgiving, and no, K-N-O-W, body fat, which was kind of a grammar play on words there. But Kaylin's saying, eat what you want, which eat all you want. And I don't know that we're going to quite go that far, but, hey, the thought is there. But, you know, allow yourself to indulge a little bit. But limit it. And you know,
said,
I know it's hard. Oh, go ahead.
And no, Tamara said that, hey, it's a magical, mythical day that carbs and calories don't count.
Well, Tamara, okay, so here's the deal. First of all, I was just going to say that in my thought, in my little rant, I know it's hard because at a former job, I used to sit, it was a small boutique advertising public relations, you know, integrated communications agency. And so my desk would be towards the front. If clients or whoever would come in, I'd be one of the first ones to greet them. But all of my coworkers, whenever they brought in sweets, and it was, you know, I was in prep half the time, they set it right on the counter outside of my desk, and it used to tick me off so much. I have no idea. Because they knew I was in prep, but they would do it just to mess with me. So I would not throw a fit. I would pick it up and I would move it away from me in another part of the office. So, hey, I mean, that's just one trick of the trade. If someone is constantly bringing in sweets, either, you know, move yourself away from it, or if you can move it to a different part of your office to where the rest of the folks can still access it, but it's not tempting you, that is, that's just one way to manage that. Kaylin?
Yeah, I got to share one, too, because you know how fond I am of the Midwest states, and that always happens
yes.
a week before Thanksgiving. the other part of that is it's always happening after Halloween. So everybody's got that leftover Halloween candy, and then you have the Thanksgiving meal that's coming up, and people are buying and prepping food. And I don't know if you've had this, Des, where people, you know, start preparing food, and basically they try it out before they try it with the rest of the family. So they do like a week.
Yes.
Meal. Yep. Yeah. I say a week, W-E-E-K, before the meal. They have a sampler, and they'll bring it into work to see how people like it or what they might need to do to change it or something like that. And what I just used to just hurt my heart was when people would come in with all that leftover candy, and they're like, oh, Kaylin, you look so hungry, you know, because I'd be getting ready for the Midwest. You need some food, and, you know, if you're not eating and you don't have, you know, the food in your house, here you go, we're trying to help you out. And I'm thinking, well, what's a Snickers bar going to do for my diet if that's all I got, these little bite-sized Twix and Snickers? So I said, you know, you guys are nuts if you think this is going to basically, you know, I know Snickers satisfied with the commercial, but not in reality. So it would be kind of nerve-wracking to have that stuff sitting next to my desk or, you know, locker. So what I would do is I would gather all that stuff up, put it in a plastic bag so I couldn't smell it, and just wait until after Thanksgiving and the Midwest state. And honestly, I couldn't even eat all of it then because it would just be such a pile that I would honestly just blow everything, and I'd probably be rolling down the workforce place if I had to, because it was just so much crap food. Des?
Yeah, so I think Kaylin's story is just another perfect example of limit indulging to certain times. Earlier I said special days, but just make it to certain times if your nutrition allows you to do that. So when I was talking earlier, I was saying, okay, you know, give yourself that room to enjoy your Thanksgiving meal. But Kaylin even took that a step further because he was in prep, yep, and he emotionally and mentally set a time where he was going to allow himself to have a little indulgence. I mean, and so I think that rule holds true. You know, just because it's constantly in front of you doesn't mean you have to eat it. And there are things you can do to help overcome the temptation. So whether you move it, bag it up, whatever you have to do, you know, make it a point to try and exercise that instead of saying, oh, I'm just going to have a little bite here, oh, a little bite there. You plan when you're going to have those little bites, but don't make it an everyday thing. One bad meal is not totally going to undo you, but several days of bad eating, yes, that is going to undo you. So kind of keep that in perspective. Oh, okay, so before we go any further, this one is from Bill. He says, I'm simply afraid to ask my friends and family the things I can ask you guys. So hashtag sorry, not sorry. You know what? That's okay, Bill. This show is about you. So if you guys want to talk about something different than other than what we've planned to talk about, we are here to do our best to provide you with what you're looking for to the best of our knowledge and ability. So there's nothing you need to be sorry about, which clearly you're not, since it was the hashtag sorry, not sorry, but feel free to ask away. We want your questions. So that was our first tip for tonight, limit indulging to certain days or special days. And some of the things we're going to talk about tonight, too, are to help you hopefully manage your stress, because we know when you are super stressed out and holidays bring of stress with them, that can lead to emotional eating. So if you can help keep your stress in check, that's also going to help your desires to, you know, go off the wagon and binge eat and or overeat to meet some kind of emotional need or hole that you're having at that moment, mostly triggered by stress. So kind of keep that in mind as well. Managing your stress is going to be very important during the holiday season as well. And part of that is the next tip, and this is one that we've shared a lot, and that is to prioritize your exercise. Not only prioritize it, but strategically schedule it. If you know that you are going to have a huge meal at some point in your day, try your best, if your work schedule allows it, if your kid's schedule allows it, if whatever schedule you have going on allows it, to schedule in an intense workout. That is just going to help trigger your metabolism, get the ball rolling. You'll already have burned some calories. And make sure you get that in there. Don't skip your workouts during the holidays, especially if you know food is going to be a big part of your day or your celebration somewhere in there. Kalen, go ahead.
I said I already got mine scheduled, talked to the owner, made posts. I mean, I'm throwing all the information out there so they know they get the same opportunity as I do. And I think it fits out of you, and I thank God for this kind of mentality, is that they set it up. Well, they, not they. Mike Newman set it up where every day we're open, holidays included, so people don't have any excuse for not being healthy or not having a healthy option to fitness and health.
Yeah. So and if you can do it before the meal, all the better. Because you know once you start to eat, and especially if you've got that turkey that we just talked about and that tryptophan hits your system, where are you going to be? Where are you going to be? You're going to be in your chair on your couch with your buttons undone, your pants button undone because you're so full, and you're going to be sleepy. And you're going to be sleepy. So if you can, plan the workout prior to eating. Yep, no doubt. And the other thing, too, okay, so say you can't get a workout, I bet you can get in a brisk walk up and down a block somewhere. So after you eat, you know, take 5 or 10 minutes, get out there and start to move. Start to move, put that body in energy-burning mode and just get something going. But do be active, do be active. Okay, this next question is, Bill, my question is, tilapia, is it good or not? I've seen conflicting stories. I want to have another source of meat on the holidays. Bill, you know, I think it all depends on where your tilapia came from. In my opinion,
don't do it, Des. Don't do it. Don't do it.
Okay, I won't do it. I've already done it. It's out there. In my opinion, I don't like tilapia, so it's not an issue for me. But I know it's been positioned as this wonder fish, but tilapia eat a lot of crap. It is garbage. It's a garbage fish. But if you can find some tilapia that's sourced from a clean pond, hey, what am I going to say?
It doesn't exist.
But most of it is crap. Most of it is crap, as Kayla says.
Farm raised, and they feed it crap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, I tried.
Who asked that question again? I'm sorry.
Bill asked this question. And I tried not
Bill,
to be the total Debbie Downer on it, but I think that ship has sailed.
This is real talk, yeah. We gotta slam it. If we have slam it or gram it, that would be what's gotta happen. You gotta slam it. We can't gram it. So you can't put it on a food scale and expect it to work. We gotta slam it.
There you go. So, you know, I mean, we've all got these traditional things we all think we need at Thanksgiving, but really, the Thanksgiving is your family. So whatever food that your family enjoys, fix it. If there's another protein source that your family enjoys, put it out there. I mean, I don't, you know, my oldest daughter is a vegetarian. She's requested lasagna. So I'm going to make her a little mini lasagna as part of the festivities. I don't eat pork, but some people eat ham. What are you saying? Spam? What?
You don't eat. I said salmon.
Don't eat. Oh, spam. Maybe you want to roast instead, or maybe you're a vegetarian and you're going to go more for plant-based sources of protein. There's other fish you could have.
Pork roast.
You know, whatever it is that you like, go for
whatever
it.
Whatever pork.
You can have all the pork that you want. I will not be eating it. So you go for it. You go for it. To each their own. So, So,
bacon.
Hey, if you want to have eggs at Thanksgiving, whatever.
And bacon.
Just, you know, you're thankful. Do it up. Make an elaborate spread, elaborate breakfast
eggs,
spread.
Bacon,
that can be your Thanksgiving. Yeah.
Breakfast.
Give Kalen. Send Kalen all of your pork. Send him all the pork.
There you go.
He'll be happy for it. There you go.
Yes.
Okay, so quick shout out here to Dale. He says his family plays flag football on Thanksgiving. That is awesome.
Whoa.
Love to see that. Do lots of running, Dale. Do lots of running when you're playing that.
No tackling.
Get that engine moving. And here's another reason.
Just as a guy that's playing flag football, it gets competitive toward the end. Nobody wants to lose. So that's why I said don't tackle, because the last thing you want is a whole bunch of angry wives and girlfriends, man, because they have to spend time at the hospital. Okay? That's all I'm saying.
No doubt. And the other thing, too, in managing your stress is that it also impairs your desire to be active. Now, some people will go to the gym and bang their stress out. Other people, it paralyzes them. So just kind of keep that in mind. And here's why this is important. I mean, okay, you guys are all looking for tips on how to not put on a bunch of weight over the holidays. And that is great, because there are several studies out there and statistics that show most of the people who gain weight in a given year gain it during the holidays. They gain half of their overall yearly weight gain during the 6-week holiday period between Thanksgiving and Christmas. Okay?
I know I do.
But the sad part of that story is they don't lose it. They don't lose it after that. So as bodybuilders, yes, we're trying to get ready for the spring prep season. Obviously, we want to manage this, and that's a discussion on another level. A lot of what we're talking about tonight is just for people wanting to be healthy in general. And so just kind of keep that in mind. It says there's a study that indicated that its participants gained 500% more weight per week during the holiday season compared with non-holiday weeks.
Leftovers.
Yep. Oh, no, this one is from Sheila. She says, I hope I don't see people burning calories doing Black Friday. You mean they're burning calories out there running up the shopping aisles with their carts trying to mow people over? I hope you don't see that either.
I think
Sheila.
She wants to be by there by herself.
That's going to be something. A little bit ridiculous. But hey, if that's how you're going to get your exercise, by running up and down the aisles with your cart, more power to you. Just don't
get a
take
cart
anyone
with good
out,
wheels.
Guys.
Get a cart with good wheels.
A cart with good wheels. All right, here's another thing to consider. Now, Kaylin and I don't drink, but I know several people who do. So watch your alcohol intake. You know, as much as food is a part of the holiday season, so is alcohol. Drinking wine, getting together with friends for a drink, you know, all of that stuff. But here's the other thing. You know, not only is the caloric content in alcohol not particularly good, and I know if you're like, well, if I drink vodka, there's no calories. Okay, well, but here's the deal. Research also shows over-consuming alcohol can impact your eating decisions. It's also going to impact your immune system, which could cause you to be more prone to be sick. And you're also taking in a ton more sugar, which again is bad for your immune system, and it's just going to be stored as fat if you don't burn it. So not only watch what you're eating, but also keep an eye on what you're drinking. And that goes for your colas, your sodas, pop, whatever it is you want to call it, Kool-Aid juice, whatever it is, eggnog. Oh my gosh, talk about a fat laden drink.
Yeah, that's pretty much a meal in itself.
It is. If you're going to throw back a lot of eggnog, just skip eating. Just drink the eggnog. Don't do anything else. You had your meal
drink
and dessert on. You're eating your drink. You're drinking your eats.
There you go.
That's basically what you got going on there. But you're saying it's eggs, it's protein. Yes, it is. With a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar.
Else. They put the
and
cow in that one.
Everything else. They did. They certainly did. So I want to bring this back around to one thing I was saying, though, with alcohol, and that it can impair your immune system. You want to make your immune health a priority over the holidays, because with the added stress that comes along with it and then all of the sugary foods and sweets that we might be eating, your immune system is just going to tank. You know, we've had shows before where we've talked about gut health, and a lot of your health starts in your gut. And so when when your flora and fauna in your gut, when your biome, what is the word I'm thinking of? Ugh, I hate it when I blank out. Anyway, when your gut is not healthy, then the rest of you can't be healthy, and your immune system is compromised, which means you are more likely to get sick. And yes, Damien, there are sugars in alcohol. Some of them, most of them are natural. You got a lot of cane sugar. You just need to look at the ingredients that are in alcohols. But, I mean, really, if you look at your beers and your ales, a lot of that is grain, which is converted into sugar in your body. So even if it's not sugar directly added to it, your body's going to treat it like sugar.
There you go.
So there you have that. So you want to keep your immune system. Your immune health, I'm going back to the immune health here. You want to keep that a priority, okay? Keep your gut a priority. Take your supplements, great supplements to help protect your immune system are vitamin C. Vitamin D is a fantastic one. There are so many people out there that are vitamin D deficient, and vitamin D actually functions like a hormone in your body, and every cell in your body has a receptor for it. And so, you know, a lot of time we get it through fatty fish, fortified dairy products. If you happen to drink dairy, it's kind of, you get it from sunshine. You can't get all of it from diet alone. And that's why we tend to be so deficient in it, because A, we don't always eat all the right things. And B, we're in a building most of our lives, working away, not having exposure to the sunlight. I think some numbers that I saw earlier today is that, you know, almost 42% of adults in the U.S. are vitamin D deficient, and this number goes up to 70% for Hispanics, and I think like 82% for African Americans. African American women especially, a lot of us are vitamin D deficient. So in protecting your immunity health, your immune health, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc is another one. Magnesium can be great. Probiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Probiotic. Get a good probiotic, guys. Look into it. There are a lot out there. There are a lot of junk supplements also. There are a lot of good supplements out there. So you just really got to do your homework. Am I the resident expert on all of the best supplement brands out there? I am not. So I am not prepared to be like, well, go get this brand of supplement. I'm not, but the kinds that you should be looking for, look for C and D, get yourself a good probiotic, give your immune system a fighting chance, and you know, and feed yourself good foods. Have a little, enjoy a little bit of sugar. Have it. I'm going to have some, but just don't go overboard with it. So
yes,
there's my thoughts there. Kaylin?
Yeah, I'm going to add to that by saying, you know, we talk about everything in regulation, in moderation. But the one thing we talk about without really talking about is preparing your body. We say we are in prep, but really everybody's in prep. You're either preparing to have a successful day or you're preparing to ruin your day with the things you put in it or the things you don't put in it. Our bodies are machines. I mean, you hear it, and it sounds like a cliche because people basically were saying, I remember when scientists were just coming to understand the human body before they even broke the map for the DNA, that we are living machines. We are mechanized to move and be active, but it requires a lot of sustenance, water intake, and everything else. And there's certain amounts that our bodies simply have to function correctly. Sickness is not because our bodies are fighting something. It's fighting something every day. It's when it becomes deficient or defective fighting it is when it becomes basically sick. Sick means basically your body's off kilter and it's not being addressed in the way it should normally be done. It happens a lot during the holidays because we have people that basically feed on one source of no proteins lots of protein, not enough carbs and fats, and we overindulge, and some people only have one meal for that day, and because of the fatigue from the tryptophan and everything else, they don't ingest any other food, they're going to be stressing their bodies, stressing their minds, doing things with family, walking outside without coats, hats, having sick relatives coexist with unsick relatives, and then everybody gets sick because of the one sick person, and your body's really at its weakest. And then you got a bunch of sick family members, and all of them are trying to blame each other as the day goes on. So, you know, we have to be in prep all the time if we want to stay healthy. And don't be afraid to take the hand sanitizer, because you know your family. You know which ones are just nasty by nature. Yeah. So just deal with that. And then there's the other issue of basically knowing who to basically keep your positive energy around, and not dealing with the negative parts of the family members that we have to deal with every holiday. So we have the information, we have the sources, and the ones that don't, you know, just listen to our archives while you're having your feast, and introduce them to your other family members, and maybe they can learn a little more, and don't be selfish. Stop it. So anyway, Des?
Very well said. The other thought I have, too, is there are a lot more the ingredients easily accessible to us now, more than we even knew about before. There's a lot more information out there. So you can choose alternative ingredients for your dishes. And I know sometimes sugar, if you're not going to use real sugar, then why even make it? I get it, that there are certain desserts and dishes like that that are just that way. And for those, okay, use the real sugar. Just limit your portions. You know what? Get a plate. Get a plate, a reasonable plate. And then if people keep trying to push food on you, either A, bring your own Tupperware, or politely decline and say, but you know what, if you could fix me a plate, because you guys know you all have grandmothers that want to fix you a plate for later, let them fix you the plate for later. You know, you don't have to eat 2 and 3 servings at one setting. You don't have to feel miserable. Just eat your one serving and then be done with it. But, you know, get if you've got margarine in your house, throw it out. Throw it out. Do not cook with it. It's one step away, one processing step away from plastic, for real. And talking about turkeys, you know, if I've got the history right, and if it's an urban legend, then someone let me know. But from what I have read, margarine was initially created as a food additive for what else? Turkeys. And then when the turkeys started dying, they had so much money invested in the product. They're like, well, we got to stop feeding it to the birds, but we can't take this whole loss, so let's coloring in it and market it as a better alternative to butter. Get rid of the margarine. Either go with real butter, there's avocado. Yep, go ahead, Kaylin.
One other thing to add to that, and I don't know if people are feeling understand about basically urban language. One of the statements that used to come from people eating the margarine at work was, this is for the birds. They meant the turkeys. That statement comes from margarine production, because they thought it tasted so good that they wanted to have it for themselves, and they ended up dying. That's why we basically stopped, and they said, well, heck, if they like it so much, we might have regulations on the turkeys. But there's no regulation on the quote-unquote turkeys. So if they could keep us in the dark as long as they could, they did. And there you have it.
And there you have it. So get rid of the margarine. Like I said, either go with real butter, or there's coconut oil, avocado oil, olive oil. So many much better.
But
the grammar is wrong. There are better options for you. There are better options for you out there. No, not. Don't even get, I can't believe it's not butter. Don't. Either it's real or it's not.
Don't.
And that's still not. So don't do it. So one plate, ask for a small plate or take a small plate. I mean, it's your family. So either they're going to let you eat off your little plate
everywhere.
Or they're not.
Everywhere. Dad, what have you said?
Oh, no.
What have you said?
Did I say take a small plate?
Oh, yes. Okay, more frowny faces. Yeah, that was it. That was it. That's the key word.
Hey, you guys were wondering what you can do to survive the holidays. That's one of them. Okay,
yeah.
Eat the big plate if you want, but only eat one. Or take
eat
a smaller plate,
yes,
and manage your portions that way, too.
Okay.
If I got to be the bearer of bad news, then I just got to be. All
this
right.
From Charles.
All right.
He said, look,
uh-oh,
a small plate ain't going to fit all the food and fixings that my family does on the holidays.
Shoot. Yeah, it probably won't. It might fit a taste, or as Corey would say, just enough to tick him off when he wants more. But I hear you. I'm just giving, for someone out there, a small plate
is
going to work.
The messenger,
for several
guys.
Of you,
don't shoot the messenger.
For several of you, it might not, but for someone out there, they can get away with it, and it'll be their saving grace. And that's just all there is to it. Let's see. What else, Kaylin? What do we normally
okay,
cover?
This is the question, and this one's from, oh, my goodness, Delanthea? Well, welcome to the show, Delanthea. She says,
yep,
my cousin can eat whatever she wants, and she stays rail thin. If I sneeze or look
yep.
at food too long, I blow up like the turkey with margarine. Oh, my goodness.
I know.
Okay, I'll let you handle that.
Oh, Lady D, you know what, sister, this is one of those parts of life that are just not fair. Your cousin has a totally different body type than you do, reacts to certain foods in different ways than yours does, and, you know, if you didn't love her, you would hate her. that's just the way it is. I have no good way to sugarcoat that. You just got to do what's right for your body, and it's not going to seem fair, but you know what? Life's not fair, and we all have to work differently, and at the end of the day, it's your health. And there is such a thing as skinny fat. So, and I'm not saying your cousin is fat or unhealthy. I don't know her. I don't know her situation. But just because you look at a skinny person, their body composition could be more fat than muscle, even though it's not portrayed that way on the outside. So you can't go by the size of the person to determine their quality of health. I don't know if that makes you feel any better, but I say just do you, boo-boo. Focus on what's right for you and, you know, whatever tricks you need to employ to enjoy your holiday, please do so and not worry so much about your cousin's easy go of it. One last thought here as we're getting ready to wrap up tonight's show, as it's coming to a close, is, you know, and this, and I guess this kind of segues for me, but center the holidays on family and fun and not food. You don't have to overindulge or sit around all day. If you want to do it and that's what you guys do, then do it. But you can make your holidays anything that you want them to be. You don't have to follow the traditional, you know, pictures of what everyone thinks a holiday is. You can make it your own. Now, if that's what, you know, if the turkey and the stuffing and all of that is tradition and Grandma Myrtle, it's her recipe, and we do it every year. I mean, that's great. But it can be anything that you want to be. The food is part of your celebration, but the celebration really, if it's your family and enjoying each other and fun, and even those relatives that get on everybody's nerves, but they're still there, you know, if you can just focus on the positive aspects of it, and the food is a small part of it, then that's also going to help manage it too. When the whole focus is on nothing but the food, then your focus is on nothing but the food. You get what I'm saying? And so, yeah, you're going to really overeat and overdo it because that's all you're focused on. Just cramming as much in your face as, off, you know, as
Preach.
Quickly as you can, quickly
yes,
as you can, because you don't get all of these things on a regular basis. You know, they're special occasion foods, many of them are. So again, bring that Tupperware and portion it out for later and just enjoy it a little bit at a time and, you know, savor it, make it last instead of trying to shove it all in and then, you know, keep eating absurd amounts for leftovers. Because that's what happens
yeah.
too. Yeah. Isn't that what happens too, guys? I mean, you overeat on Thanksgiving and then you've got all these leftovers. So you continue to overeat for two or three more days at a time. And that's where you are really going to get derailed. And you just don't stop. And then you go to work and you keep snacking. And the trend just continues. Just stop the madness. You don't have to do it. Allow yourself, you know, some liberties. But really, I mean, sit down. And if you have to, write it out. Write yourself a holiday goal. I am only going to enjoy XYZ foods on these days. I'm only going to indulge, I should say, not enjoy, indulge on these days. I am going to behave myself on these days. I mean, map it out if you have to. I mean, seriously. I mean, if we're talking to all of the bodybuilders out there who know what they're eating day in and day out, how crazy a thought is that to do the same thing over the holidays? You might not know exactly what you're eating, but you can say, I'm only going to indulge on these days and stick to it. As Kaylin said, everyone is in prep. Everyone is in prep. You're prepping to succeed or you're prepping to fail. So it is not a crazy notion to like map it out. Try it. Yep. See if that works for you.
That's true. I mean, I like I said, when we were talking about obesity being a disease, I said, what has this nation become? To where we're basically pacifying overindulgence. And you know, lore and mythology, it was called gluttony. But it was a sin. And we were supposed to basically shy away from that. And not be happy with it. But for some reason, on the holidays, it seems to be something we can just set aside. But it's still not right because our body suffers from it. We gotta be better regulatory individuals. And we're setting examples for the next generation. If we're constantly what we speak against on certain days, then don't we become hypocrites in life? And, yeah, I know that went pretty deep. But honestly, if we're preparing our bodies and minds, this is a year-long thing, and we have to be better regulators of what God has given us. Yes?
No, I'm with you. That's all I've got. I mean, also kind of prep yourself going into Thanksgiving. If you know you're going to eat big, you know, plan your menus accordingly leading up to that day. Like, I've already told my household, I am not doing any major cooking. We're going to continue to eat light because I don't want to have a ton of food already in the refrigerator when it comes to Thanksgiving and then a ton of food sitting there after Thanksgiving that we all feel like we have to eat. So kind of keep that in mind and freeze. Food freezes and it reheats beautifully. So if you've got a lot of stuff, freeze it. Portion it, freeze
it. Hold on.
Use it later.
Hold on. That food pantry people are chiming in right now. Donate that food.
Oh, sure, yeah. Donate it. That's right. Donate it. You don't have to throw it out. You don't have to eat it yourself. You can spread the wealth and spread the love.
You just have to
do some calling around, you know, and figure out what food pantries will take it because there are so many people out there that are going to go without. So, yes. Do something productive with that food. Great point, guys. I'm glad you brought that up to my attention. I hadn't even thought about that, but yes, that would be a great thing to do.
You've got awesome
great
listeners.
Great thing to do. Yeah, we do have awesome listeners. See, we were not wrong in being so thankful for you guys all the time. We were not wrong. So thank you.
Oh.
And.
Yeah, touch my heart.
No doubt. You know, center the holidays on the things that matter. So I said family and fun, but also helping your fellow man, too. I mean, but that's every day, guys. I know we're more particularly moved during the holiday season to reach out and help others, but you can make every month a holiday and just help whoever it is in your capacity to help. The world is just that much better, right?
There you go.
So, okay,
there you
so just
have
a quick
it.
Rehab. Just a quick rehab. I need a rehab from all this food we're about to eat. A quick recap of what we talked about.
There
okay,
you
limit
go.
Your indulging to certain times. There you have it. Make your immune health, make your gut health a priority. Keep your stress to a minimum. Don't sweat the petty stuff and don't pet the sweaty stuff. And yes, that's what I said, but you get the gist.
Yes.
Don't sweat
that's
the petty
said.
Stuff.
That's said.
Yes.
That's
I said.
That's
I said
that.
It.
Yes.
Watch your alcohol intake. Prioritize exercise. Keep your priorities on the right things, not just on the food. And, you know, it is Thanksgiving. So do try to come up with a few moments, create more moments for what some people are calling mindfulness. And this is, you know, finding the time every day for gratitude for your family, for your friends, for your job, your health. I mean, all the things we talked about at the beginning of the show, whatever blessings you have in your life, take a moment to think about that and verbalize it. Someone might think you're crazy, but just be like, oh my gosh, thank you for the crosswalk guard, for making sure that my kids get across safely. Research shows expressing gratitude can even improve mood disorders such as depression and anxiety, stress. Pausing to reflect on the good in your life can set a positive tone for your day. And when you're feeling good, you're not trying to, you know, sympathy eat or you have emotionally charged eating binges.
Binge eating, yeah.
So, yeah. So, you know, be thankful. Just and meditate on it. Think about it. Verbalize it. Say it out loud. Speak life.
Yeah.
I mean, that literally is speaking life. Say it out loud and tell the people that you're thankful for. You know, sometimes if the people I'm driving that are driving around me, if they could hear me, if I see them being courteous drivers, I'd be like, oh my gosh, thank you for being a careful driver. Because you know what? My 16-year-old is out on the roads now. And I am just thankful every day she pulls in and she's safe.
Yes.
And I'm thankful she hasn't taken anyone out on the roadways either. So I'm thankful
Jesus
for her safety,
you.
And I'm thankful for the safety of those people around her. So, you know, speak
Jesus
that life. If they could hear me, I'd be like, thank you for signaling. Thank you. Thank you for letting me in. I give the little courtesy wave. They probably think I'm crazy. I hope they don't think I'm flipping them off. But, you know, little things like that. All right. That's all I got.
So that's all we need, Des. We went
need.
Full circle, so we're good.
We went full circle. We are. You know what? I'm even thankful for Snickerdoodle shout-outs.
Hey, I'm thankful for your – oh, it's so hard to say that. It's so hard to talk about that. I'm thankful for a co-host who can make that statement. There we go.
Hashtag chocolate way for the win. So for all of you guys out there, have a blessed Thanksgiving season. I will not be on this Thursday. Kaylin may be. So are you going to be on the show? Are you going to have a show this Thursday, Kaylin?
I sure will.
So KP will be on deck for all of you faithfuls who will still be tuning in on Thanksgiving Day. I will be tuning in next week. And we've got some more great folks who are working on lining up for you.
Don't get them confused.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you'll be hosting, not tuning in.
Oh, yeah, I'll be hosting.
Yeah. Oh,
I'll be hosting next week. I'll be calling in just like you guys.
There you go.
There we go. So on behalf of myself, Kaylin, the boys from P4P Muscle, we are thankful for them, for they're the reason the full opportunity even got started. And just all of you wonderful people out there, praise the Lord. Your body is a temple, so let's build it.
With snickerdoodle turkey.